Hey there, it's Molly Christensen with the Building Heroes in Your Home podcast, where we learn about building heroes in your home and mine. Today's episode is episode number 7. So in my podcast, I've been talking about the hero's journey, and we've covered the first few steps, which are call to action, and then the refusals and committing to act. So the next thing I wanted to talk about today was mentors. So we hear a lot about mentors, especially in the homeschool world. And initially, I had really no idea what a mentor really was. I kind of just pictured a stern person who was going to make me do something that maybe I didn't really want to do, sitting on the other side of the desk and being mean. But that is really not what a mentor is at all. The other thing I pictured a mentor with was just some guy wearing a toga. And I had no idea why I had that in my head until I learned that it's because it comes from the Iliad in the Odyssey. Iliad and the Odyssey, I can't remember which story it's from. It must be from the Odyssey, because Odysseus is going off on this 10-year journey to battle against the Trojans, and before he leaves, he wants to make sure his family's taken care of, and so he asks his good friend, whose name is Mentor, to take care of his son and to teach him while he's gone. Now, Odysseus, I don't think, knew how long he was going to be gone, but he trusted Mentor to teach his son, and Mentor did do that, and he did do a very good job of it. So that is where we get the name mentor, as a trusted advisor, a trusted friend that will help guide you. So more modern terms, a mentor is really just somebody who is ahead of you on the highway of life. If you think about it, you know, you can use this analogy that we're all on this highway driving along, and we've got some people ahead of us and we got some people behind us. And we can always help the people behind us, because we've been there. And so that's the same thing with a mentor. It's somebody who's ahead of you. They can help you figure out how to get to the next space on that road of life. So the mentors you want to find out or find for you are the ones who are where you want to be. So mentors are people who can guide you and help you find the answers to your questions. Don't necessarily give you the answers. Good mentors are going to ask you questions to help you figure it out. But they also can see in you what you cannot see in yourself. They can see the vision of your greatness when you can't always see it. So that's kind of nice to have a mentor like that, because they give you hope. And it's really nice too when they can see your potential. Because as human beings, we kind of have these blinders on for ourselves, where we cannot see our own potential sometimes, especially when we're feeling stuck. But they hold the vision for you. A good mentor is also like a cheerleader, maybe not quite so rah-rah, but they're super encouraging. They know that you can get to where they are because they did it. And they probably had a mentor to help them as well. So where do you find a mentor? Now, many people find mentors just in books. Books are full of people who wanted to share their ideas to help you so you can move forward. And books are a great place to learn, gain knowledge, and to be mentored by the author. You can also find mentors through classes. Of course, those are going to have to be living people usually, although I guess we got videos. But like with books, you can get wisdom from people who've been long dead, and especially like in books like classic books that have been around for a long time, and there's a reason they're a classic, is because they can teach you truths and principles. But also classes is a great place too. But what I've found is that typically real-life people are going to be your most powerful mentors, and they're also going to be your best shortcut to change. Because, for example, I've read hundreds of books on leadership and personal development and change and all that. But just reading the book was great because it changed the way I thought about things, but I couldn't always make the changes myself. I couldn't always figure out what it was that I was missing about why I couldn't go from point A to point B. And so that's where people can come on really handy because they can talk to you, they can interact with you, unlike a book. Now, how do you find the right mentors, the right people to help you? It is interesting because there's that, I don't know what, how old the saying is. Some people say it's like, oh, it's an ancient Chinese saying or something. I don't really remember. But it goes like this. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And you think, yeah, whatever. But I've kind of found that true to be in my life, where I've had these opportunities come up to learn from people ahead of me on the highway. And, you know, I also told you too, your brain wants to keep you comfortable. So sometimes your brain's like, oh, I don't want to do that. That's too scary. But if you really want to move ahead, you've got to open up and just say, you know, I'm willing to get a little uncomfortable. I'm willing to do what it takes to get that change in my life. But I have found that though, that when I've decided that, I have found opportunities to work with different mentors. And it's actually kind of cool too, because different mentors, there's all different kinds of mentors. So there's mentors who can help you with personal discipline. There's mentors who can help you figure out what you want out of life. There's mentors who can help you manage your money. There's mentors who can teach you how to homeschool. There's just like in any category of life, there are different mentors. And I guess like even too, like health and exercise. Sometimes we call them coaches. We don't always call them mentors. In fact, that was another thing I thought about mentors too, which is that the only people who had mentors were business people or troubled youth, which is kind of true in a stereotypical sort of way, but it's kind of messed up because we can all benefit from mentors. The mentors I have had have like totally shortcutted my learning curve on so many different areas of my life. And before I even got my first mentor, I was totally worried and scared because I'm like, oh my gosh, what if they see what a mess I am? Or what if they can't help me and I'm a lost cause? What if I don't want to do what they say? But I found out that most all of those things were totally incorrect because, first off, we all have our messes, but we've got to recognize them and be willing to change in order to get out of them. And the good mentors are not going to judge you for that because they've probably been there, done that. And then the other thing is like, what if I don't want to do what they say? Well, I don't ever have to do what somebody else says. I have that choice. I can choose into it or not. But if this is a good mentor who's gone where I want to go, I'm probably going to listen and choose into doing what they ask me to do. I have had mentors ask me to do some very uncomfortable stuff, but I didn't have to, but I did it because I knew it was going to make me a better person. I knew it was going to make me grow and move forward on the path and help me so I wasn't so stuck in the obstacle area. So back to the idea that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So I do remember some years ago, I was struggling for answers, and I was like, oh, I'm so stuck, I don't even know what to do. And I just thought, well, I'm going to go to this seminar event. The tickets were pretty cheap, and they had some guest speakers and stuff, so I thought, well, maybe I can find something there, because it was about becoming better. And so I went to the seminar thing, and while I was there, there was a speaker, and he kind of blew me away, and I was like, wow, this is interesting stuff. I didn't know any of this stuff, but the guy's kind of scaring me off because he's a little over the top. Well, later, at the end of this, near the end of the seminar, they were giving away prizes, like doing drawings for different things, like tickets and stuff. And this one speaker had donated tickets to one of his events. And this is when I got a very powerful call to action, and I realized I need to go to his event, even though it scares the heck out of me. And I also felt like, so that was kind of my call to action there. And I had those refusals too. But then also I felt like, I don't know if I'm going to go. I don't know if I would be daring enough to go buy the tickets. But then I had this thought in my head, you're going to win a ticket. So I was like, yeah, whatever. I don't win anything. And so they start going through all these drawings, and they have all these different things. And I had actually brought my daughter with me, too. And she won a purse. And I thought, oh, there's no way I'm going to win something because she just won something. And near the end, they held the drawing for this tickets. And sure enough, I won the ticket. And I was like, all along, I kind of knew that I was going to win it because I needed to be there. And had I not won it, I probably wouldn't have gone. So I won the ticket and I ended up going to the event. It was completely out of my comfort zone, but it was life-changing for me, what I learned in that seminar. So it was kind of interesting because it was true. The teacher did appear, and when I was ready for that. And I went on to learn a lot more from that mentor as well. Now, I've had lots of mentors over the years now, and it gets to the point where you kind of always want to be learning and always want to be having a mentor there, but I don't always have one, but I quite often do. And so it's kind of fun when I finish up with one mentor to be like, okay, what is next? What do I need help with next? Because before I entered this whole world of where I learned that there are plenty of people who are willing to mentor and coach you through different areas of your life, I had no idea how that worked. I thought, what, do you just get one mentor for like the rest of your life? Is it like a wise old man or what? But it's totally not like that at all. You find different teachers and you pay them money if you want more out of it. Like, you can have free mentors for sure. But when I put some skin in the game, when I pay money, and when I am a lot more committed. And it also increases the quality of the mentors too. So there's that. Anyway, that's just a few ramblings that I have about mentors. And so if you're looking for a mentor, or maybe you're not even looking for a mentor, but maybe you want to be, or just at least open up your eyes to the possibility of having mentors, as you look around, you will know, you will have a call to action. You will find the teachers that you need as you are open to it. So if you want a mentor, you can totally get one. Just open your eyes and look around. And that's been the interesting thing, too, for me in my life, is that it has never been hard to find a mentor once I decided I wanted one. You know, before that, I was just like, ah, that's too scary. I don't want one. So I could never find one. But it's just kind of a little shift there. Anyway, that... Oh, wait, I just remembered the other thing I wanted to talk about, too. So, in this whole hero journey thing, you as the parent will want to have a mentor on your journey, but your kids, too, need mentors. So, this is a beautiful thing about homeschooling, is that as you allow them to be on their own hero's journey, you don't have to be there pushing them or pulling them. You just need to be their mentor, their main mentor. Now, your parents could be your mentors, too. But you can also have other mentors as well. So, as a homeschool parent, you are the mentor for your kids. on their hero's journey, but they can also have other mentors as well. So, like, especially as they get older, like in high school, then I love to find opportunities for them to work with other amazing adults and youth so that they have these other mentors to guide them. But you as the parent, though, what do you do as a mentor on their path? Well, you do the same thing as a mentor would on your path. So when you have a mentor, it's somebody who is ahead of them or ahead of you on the highway of life. But that would be the same thing with you and your kids. You're going to be ahead of them. And so you can guide them in certain areas. Now, in some areas, you may not be ahead of them. And that's where it's really nice to go find a different mentor to help them. If you get a mentor in your life, they're going to be somebody who can see your potential and more than you. They hold the vision for you. They're encouraging you and they're helping you find the answers by asking good questions. Well, that's the exact same thing you would do with your kids. So instead of this is the other thing too, is good mentors don't think that they know all the answers. They know some of the answers and they can certainly help guide you, but they don't know everything. But the same thing with you, with your kids. You don't know all the answers either, but you are ahead of them and you can guide them. You can help them find answers by asking them good questions, and you can hold the vision for them too. You can see in them what they can't always see for themselves. And so you give them hope and you're encouraging and you're helpful, but you're not telling them everything and you're not making them do everything either. And it was like what I said with mentors earlier too. Some of my mentors asked me to do some really uncomfortable stuff, but I always had the choice whether or not I was going to do it. So that's the whole thing too with you and your kids. You can ask them to do things, but you've got to give them the choice whether or not they're going to do it. And you may see things on their path that they cannot see, and you can try to show it to them, but they can't always see it. If they're not ready to see it, you can't make them do it. So the other thing, though, that's interesting in a parent-mentor relationship is that you do need to make sure that you work on your relationship with your kids so that you have the kind of relationship where they can listen to you and they can hear you. If you're always coming down hard on them and pointing out everything they're doing wrong and trying to fix them, that's going to make the mentor relationship difficult as well as your parent-child relationship. And so if you can shift your thinking that you're not necessarily responsible for fixing all their problems, but rather you're just there to help guide them and to create the environment in which they can solve problems, then that can shift things in your whole perspective of how you are guiding your kids through homeschooling. So that's basically my thoughts on mentors today, about how you can find one, but also about how you can mentor your own kids through this journey of life. And that's it for today on this podcast. Thanks so much for listening.